Good afternoon. You're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I'm John Coffey, alongside Matt Tritton on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got an action-packed show coming up as we're talking not only the fall sports, but we got basketball, which got underway last week. We'll talk about the weekend for both the Northwest men's and women's basketball teams and a lot more. But, Matt, you look at last weekend, it just doesn't get much better than that. I think every athletic program on the campus that competed last weekend had a lot of success.
Yeah, it was about as perfect as you could possibly get when you think about soccer going in, playing in the MIAA tournament, a 5-0 shutout of Washburn, and that was a team that was ranked 9th in the region, so that's a pretty hefty win over the Ichabods there. Northwest Missouri State Volleyball didn't drop a set. They went 9-0 in all of their sets last week. Bearcat football, a big 49-7 win. They played about perfect for probably the first 27, 28 minutes of that football game before Southern made a few plays, but ultimately, again, a 42-point win for the Bearcats. Northwest men's basketball kind of picking up where they left off last year. I mean, number one team in the country. They go out and beat a couple ranked teams, Northern State and Seattle Pacific. Then we also saw Northwest women's basketball get things rolling, an exhibition against William Woods. And obviously that defense is back for Austin Meyer and his club once again, but they look like the scoring ability is that offense is coming around a little bit more than we saw last year too, just in that exhibition. So they have an exciting season coming up. And then also the region championships for cross country with the Northwest women and men both competing in that, and even coming away with a men's runner making an at-large bid into the region or the national championship meet coming up here before long. So some great things across the board for Northwest Athletics.
Yeah, and I think one thing when you look at that women's basketball program, that you had a chance to see that game Saturday night, it looks like the big key is they're going to have some offense, but also they're going to be healthy at least to start the season.
Knock on wood.
Really?
Well, don't jinx us there. Exactly. That's a huge key for it, too. One of the players that we actually have possibly hopping on the show with us is Emma Atwood, and she had a knee injury just 4 games into the year, but she was off to a roaring start in her redshirt freshman season last year. Knee injury, she goes down after 4 games, and her season was done. She came back in, the first points for Northwest, I think was the second possession of the game, drove down the left side of the lane, went up, made a layup, got bumped, fell down to the floor, and kind of hold your breath for a second. How's she going to react? How does she look with the contact? She made the layup and got back up, ran to the other end, and you kind of, all right, things are off and moving. And Peyton Rao, the same thing, coming off a knee injury, also had another surgery in the offseason. Kylie Coleman not back in the fold just yet, but she's improving as they go along. And so, yeah, if this team stays healthy, that's obviously a huge key, because they had some underclassmen get some really good minutes last year. And then, of course, coming in, a really talented true freshman class is getting some playing time right now too.
And on the men's side, as you mentioned, a couple wins down in St. Joseph, that small college basketball Hall of Fame classic, and the core of that team is back, of course, missing Ryan Hawkins, someone looking to see step up and get some of the points that he had out of that offense. But again, it's still a work in progress this year as they still try to find their identity. But one thing, I think they played very good defense, still trying to get some things going offensively, it seems like, after the first 2 games.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, number one team in the country that's won 30 of their last 32 going back to last season with that national championship run, and a couple really solid wins that you're kind of sitting there saying, well, they're kind of still feeling their way through. Trevor Hudgens still came out and hit some big three-pointers there in that opener against Northern State, and then was superb at the free throw line to seal the game against Seattle Pacific there on Sunday. Wes Dreamer came up and hit some big shots. Diego Bernard still fills up a stat line, but it's a matter of, seeing some other guys step up, find some other consistency elsewhere too. Byron Alexander's a guy that can step up and find some points for you, but really the way he hustles, the way he plays defense, he's finding other ways to earn those minutes. Luke Waters can also step up and hit some big threes and is a very good defender too. So it's going to be fun to watch this team grow. And again, like I said, that's a big hole you lose when you lose a Ryan Hawkins. So how are they going to fill that in and kind of piece together not only the point production but the defense too?
When you watch Trevor Hudgens play this weekend, I think is perfect what we've seen out of him so far in his career at Northwest. Kind of assesses what they need out of him in each particular game. On Saturday, they needed some three-point shooting out of him. He knocked down a couple big threes in that run there in the second half. And then on Sunday, they needed him to get to the free throw line, and he just went there and knocked down free throw after free throw after free throw, and of course several there down the stretch to help ice that game.
Yeah, and that was a night too when a lot of shots early on for Northwest weren't falling, but they still found a way to kind of hang around, and Trevor is such a huge part of that, the straw that stirs the drink. And we'll probably see a game here mid-year that the Northwest will win by 25 points that he might score 6 points and have 11 assists because that's just kind of what he does. It's a night where he doesn't need to score. Then he'll pull back and let the other guys go to work if they want, the defense wants to take him away. And you're right, it's a guy that's not selfish. He's not going to force it. He's not going out there to get his. He's out there to give the team what they need.
And in football, we talked a bit about that. They went over Missouri Southern. They get ready to face Emporia State to close out the regular season this upcoming Saturday. And it's really hard to believe that we're in the last week of the regular season coming up, and when they face this Hornet team that's 6-4, and they've won some pretty good games and probably lost a couple that they wish they'd have back here. But a very good appointment coming in for Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's one that you can't overlook. Similar to Missouri Southern going down to Joplin last Saturday, you're so used to the Bearcats beating up on the Lions. That's an improved team. They're getting better. It was still 35-0 in the blink of an eye. 28 second quarter points there for Northwest. Emporia State, again, that's a team that's playing much better. They played 7 games decided by 7 points or less. They're 3-4 in those games. So really it feels like a couple big plays away from potentially, you know, sitting at 7 or 8 wins right now going into week 11. So, you know, that's tough for them, but they'd like to come in and play spoiler. And Coach Higgins has been around the MIAA. He and Coach Wright know each other really well. He always has his team up and ready. So Northwest can't lay back and rest on their laurels, especially with a team that has a young quarterback, Braden Gleason. He's a redshirt sophomore, but he's put up some terrific numbers this year.
Yeah, he certainly has. It'll be another challenge for that defense, including Drew Dostal will be with us a little bit later during the show here today as Drew's really come on as this season's gone along in that secondary.
Yeah, he's been so good and just kind of, yeah, exactly. Early on it was kind of, you know, fitting in where they needed him, playing as a reserve, but as he's become into that starting role, he's been really effective. He's attacked the line of scrimmage when necessary, but he's also done a good job in pass coverage. Obviously, a couple picks last week, including one going back for a pick six. So he's been a key cog in this defense, and of course, you throw in the fact, too, that that defensive line has really been feasting on that line of scrimmage the past few weeks. It's a dangerous combo.
Oh, it certainly is. We got a lot coming up on the show here today. When we come back, we'll talk cross country with the head coach of the Northwest cross country team, Wick Cunningham. That's coming up right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at maryvilleforum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information and news updates throughout the day. More at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Mentioned a little bit earlier, we're going to talk cross country. Well, we're going to change this around just a little bit, open up with football here on the show here. Drew Dostal joining us from the Bearcat secondary on the defensive side. And Drew, you're putting together a heck of a year, especially here in the last few games.
Yeah, I'm just reading my keys, doing my job out there.
How much fun has it been for you to see this defense progress the way it has this season? Again, it's been a good defense all year long, but it really looks like you guys on the back end there are really putting together a heck of a year.
Yeah, the D-line always does their job, clogging up the middle, making teams one-dimensional, and when teams only have one choice to play, we know that we got to defend the pass in the back end.
You know, we talked to you after the game on Saturday, had you on our post-game show, and Calvin was interviewing you downstairs on the field there at Missouri Southern, and you had a couple very good plays there, a couple of picks the last week, and let's just talk about that first one. I could almost see your eyes get great big and wide when you were able to step in front of that one, and you knew that you had an uncontested lane to the end zone after coming up with that catch.
Yeah, I just saw the bubble and just decided to jump it. I was actually surprised he threw it. After I caught it, catching it was the hard part. After that, it was easy.
Yeah. Sometimes you see some guys maybe get ahead of themselves when they know that if they just catch that ball, you've got a touchdown. So great concentration there. In that particular play, was that something you saw on film leading in that might be a possibility?
I really just reacted on the field. I mean, they had run it on film before, but I think it was kind of a miscommunication on their part because they had a couple people running different routes, but I just saw it and jumped it. The rest is history.
Yeah, and how much fun was that after you caught that to know that you got yourself a touchdown there?
It was really fun. It was really fun. And I knew my teammates were just going to be sprinting after me.
And, you know, when you look at some of the totals in your career at Northwest, it seems like some of your big games have come up against Missouri Southern.
Yeah, I did have I had a pick 19 against them as well. So, yeah, I just go out there and do my job.
I think maybe had at least that year, season high 7 tackles against Southern that particular year as well. Then you also got another interception this past Saturday, a little bit later in the ball game. And just talk about that one and how that one came about for you.
That one, it was just, I think the D-line really caused that one. They caused pressure. It was a low throw. I was just in my pedal. I had a receiver to my left. And I just looked back, and I saw the ball short, so I just went and got it.
Yeah, that's a tough one just to make sure that you're able to come up with that catch before the ball hits the turf there, it looked like from our vantage point anyway. Well, and when you look at a game like that, again, defense doing a very good job, not only holding Missouri Southern down, but you got a score, then also a fumble recovery and a score a little bit later. But so you guys getting some offense going off the defensive side.
Yeah, that's always a bonus when you can get scores on defense. So it just helps the offense out tremendously.
And as you look at Emporia State coming up this week, again, a team that has won some games coming in with 6 wins this season, and for the most part, I think, have played everyone pretty close. Part of the things that concern you when you look at what they've been doing offensively, their quarterback, Gleason, looks to be a guy that's been able to put up some pretty good numbers so far.
Yeah, they really love that quick passing game, so if we can disrupt routes, let our defensive line get involved in the game, it'll make it a lot easier on us in the back end.
One thing, looking at them too, statistically, it appears that they've got quite a few receivers involved in their offense. There's a number of guys who've had some substantial catches this year.
They love to mix it. They love to dish it around. It's not just one person doing it all, so we got to defend everything.
How much, as far as prepping for a team like that, how much extra do you have to do from a secondary standpoint to try to, when you know that they're going to, a lot of different people will be involved in their offense?
It's just about, you know, staying, reading your keys, getting the calls out, making sure everyone's on the same page so that we can defend, you know, everyone, really. And then after that, it's just keeping your eyes right and breaking on balls and being aggressive in the secondary.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about your background before coming to Northwest. Cedar Rapids, Iowa native, played a little JUCO ball at Iowa Western before coming here. Just kind of talk about your progress from high school going to Iowa Western and then coming to Northwest.
Really, when I came out of high school, I wanted to play receiver, wanted to go into Iowa Western, but they moved me to safety, and I went with it, and I never minded playing safety. I like coming down and hitting, so it was always a good fit for me. So, and after that, just the coaches here got in contact with me. Fell in love with the city, the tradition, and, you know, just the whole aura around Maryville and Northwest Missouri State.
How much difference is it when you're a wide receiver trying to brace for being hit as opposed to coming in and being able to level some of those hits?
It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. You know when it's coming. You can brace for it a lot easier.
All right. And now as you look at off-the-field academics, just talk a bit about your academic life and what are you looking to do when you graduate from or when you leave Northwest here?
I'm a business management major. You know, I have a sports management minor as well. So really I'm looking to get into something business related, or I really prefer sports related, either coaching or something else. But, Yeah, that's what it looks like for me.
You know, there's been a number of players have gone through the program at Northwest, got a graduate assistant position, and then gone on to have some coaching. Is that something you might pursue here?
I'll look at it. We'll see. There's still some time to sell.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you got several more games to go here at Northwest. So
right, right.
All right. Well, Drew, thanks a lot for being with us here on the Coaches Show, and look forward to seeing you on the field here this weekend against Emporia State.
Thank you.
Again, Drew Dostal with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. We'll be back. Have more right after this.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at maryvilleforum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information and news updates throughout the day. More at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to the Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. We now turn our attention to our cross country, and we're joined by Whit Cunningham, the head coach of the Northwest cross country team and runner off the men's team, and Jacob Kamasai. And Whit, let's just talk a little bit about the weekend. A good weekend for both your men's and women's teams down in Joplin with the Central Regional Championships.
Yeah, you know, I'll start on the women's side. They ran fantastic. We were fourth in the MIAA 2 weeks ago, but showed up, beat every single MIAA team this week, and got fifth overall in the region. Wasn't quite good enough to go to Nationals. They only took three from our region, but they didn't do anything wrong. They just did everything right and can't ask any more of them.
Boy, we were down there just at the tail end of that, getting ready for football. It looks like Missouri Southern really did a nice job of putting that event on.
Absolutely. We've been there multiple times for regions in the past handful of years, and they're just fantastic hosts, great course. Our kids love it. It's a great environment.
Yeah, and you look at the women's side there. You had three in particular that stand out. Caroline Cunningham with an eighth-place finish. Kaylee Harp, also Amber Owens. Harp, a 19th-place finish, and Owens, 21st. And, again, all performed well in that meet.
Yeah, all three of them were all region. They all had massive PRs in that race. It was great. Caroline moved up to second on our all-time list and was one spot away from qualifying for the national meet, so she's a little gutted right now, but you know, she's resilient. She's going to bounce back for a great track season. So are the rest of the girls.
Now, on the men's side, again, the men had some pretty good performances as well out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the cars didn't fall how we wanted them to, obviously. Getting eighth when they took five to Nationals, but everyone put themselves in a position to do something great, and that's just how they fell this time. Jacob here got the job done. He got 10th overall, and it was one of the two at-large bids that came from our region and gets the opportunity to run again in a couple weeks.
Again, we mentioned Jacob is with us here, and Jacob, congratulations on a great weekend and a great season up to this point. And of course, hopefully some more things coming ahead for you, but congratulations on a nice weekend.
Thank you so much.
And just kind of talk about going into this race and performing and, again, qualifying for the Nationals and some of the things you tried to do to ensure that you got to this particular point.
The coach said, like, we wanted to qualify as a team, but it didn't happen. So I got that spot, and I'm proud I'm going to represent the team as well.
And, boy, it was a fun race. And I know a lot of great competition in that central region as well, Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, great competition all around, both men's and women's sides. Very star-studded field individually. And then Yeah, just got great competition through. Augustana, obviously, is ranked top five nationally, both men and the women's side. Our other conference schools on the men's side are super strong, and it was great.
And Jacob, coming from Kenya and running at Northwest Missouri State, what drew you to the Maryville campus and to make you want to come to Northwest and compete in cross country?
Yeah, like Northwest has a great team, and we just wanted to compete all together and see how it would go. So I like the campus because it has a good competition. I mean, and it is stated in a good place, and that is it. Yeah.
It really seems like this group really comes together as a team, too. I know it's been a good year overall, and unfortunately not able to get to the national meet as a team. But, boy, you look at some of the things that they've done, Jacob and his teammates. It's just been a heck of a year, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we didn't quite finish exactly where we wanted, but the program's taking a big step in the right direction for right now and for the future. I'm not disappointed at anything that anyone's done all year. They've done the right stuff. And that's really all you can ask of them. I think we had four girls get on the top 15 list this year, four guys get on the top 15 list this year. Collectively, the best finish at conference and regionals that I could find in recent Northwest history. So we're not where we want to be yet, but we're headed that way.
And as far as Jacob goes, as far as competing in the national meet, what would you like to see him do to compete here in another week or two down in Florida?
Yeah, you know, he's a very smart racer, which is going to play well at the national meet. When people get a little worked up, excited, the nerves are going. He's very smart and composed. You know, I just love to see him put himself up there and give himself a chance to, you know, earn All-American honors. And whatever happens, happens. But giving yourself a chance, you know, I'm excited to see him do that.
Coming into this season, after the season had already started and taking over as the head coach of the cross-country team, I imagine that presented a few challenges coming in. But I guess on the other side, you were acquainted with really both men's and women's teams coming through the program yourself just a few years ago, to where that had to be a bit of an advantage, too, to help you out.
It was a huge advantage knowing the team. I couldn't imagine coming in clean slate and not knowing anyone, but it was a challenge. There's a lot to work on throughout the year, so little time to do it when you just get thrown to the wolves right away. But it was really exciting. The kids were ready for a coach to step in, and they were super attentive, and just I got lucky with such a great group.
And where do you want to take this group next as far as preparing for, obviously this year's still going on with Jacob still running, but as far as the rest of the crew, would you like to see them take here in the next year?
Yeah, so right now we're just taking a little time off before track, take it easy for a week or two, go through the track season, but, you know, looking forward to next cross-country season, I want both programs to be competitive in the MIAA, both programs having a chance to go to the national championships, and you know, that's led by strong individuals of great character and a good incoming freshman class.
All right. Well, it's great to have you both with us on the program here today. And, Jacob, good luck to you in the Nationals.
Thank you.
Again, Jacob Commissai running in the national meet. That will be coming up here in another week or two down at St. Leo, Florida. Wick, also good to have you with us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And that's Wick Cunningham and Jacob Commissai. We'll be back. Have more on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on Pizza Ranch, back in Pizza Ranch at Maryville, KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Soccer now as we are joined by head coach Mark Gordon, as well as Kaylee Rock and Emma Franklin from the soccer team. And first off, Coach, congratulations on the win over the weekend, knocking off Washburn 5-0 there. Not only getting into the MIAA tournament, hosting a quarterfinal match and coming out and really hammering Washburn overall. Had to feel good for you sitting on the sideline and just watching your team work.
It was great. It was good to see things, kind of a culmination of the season, kind of coming together for the players. And, you know, we had our film breakdown and so forth. And I felt like we had moved the ball pretty well, and we got the information back. We completed 86% of our passes, and it was evident. And all that just comes through the work that the girls are doing. And the effort was great. And, we spoke a week ago and didn't anticipate that, but it was exactly the same result as the earlier match in the season. So, we must be a difficult matchup this year for them.
Well, Kaylee, as you look at it, that's a game against Washburn. You're in the MIAA tournament. You've won your last 5 in a row. You're outscoring your opponents 12-2 in those matches. That's the number 9 ranked team in the region. What is Northwest Missouri State doing right now that you guys are really firing on all cylinders?
Really, we're just keeping our focus. Every game is a new game. We aren't overthinking it. We aren't coming off of a win. We're not thinking about that. We're not going into it thinking, okay, we're just going to win the next one. We rethink everything. We start fresh and we say, okay, it's 0-0 again. Let's focus on the next game. We work hard at practice. We're focused. We take it really seriously in every drill. And we just have been preparing really well for the next match. And the energy has been really good too at practice and at the games. And yeah, we've just been working hard, and we know that we can play with everybody, so we've just been doing our best.
And Emma, when you look at it, the team overall is pretty young. Yourself a freshman, Kaylee a sophomore. Is it easy to flip that switch and kind of say, all right, we got a great win here, but we have to start back at zero? We can't kind of think that we're just going to roll in and, you know, go in and face Emporia State now and beat them 5-0. Let's start back at square one and go.
Yeah, we have a lot of good leaders on the team that definitely help us with that, tell us to calm down, tell us that we needed to take every game seriously, even if, like, we beat Washburn 5-0 last time, it doesn't mean it's going to be the same game this time, too.
Coach Gord, we talked last week at this time, and you were saying kind of the same thing Emma did, that, you know, beat them 5-0 last time, it doesn't mean it's going to come around. It's going to be a tough battle. They're going to come in here, obviously, with a lot to play for, especially region rankings-wise. And you still kind of came out and hammered them the exact same way. 3 goals coming from Kaylee, 1 from Emma. Overall for this team, how impressive is it from your perspective to see them flip that switch and kind of, all right, we're going to start back here and just build off of what we've done?
I think that, you know, we're finding a good rhythm in the right time of the season. I think we're motivated. I think that their drive, their passion to want to continue the season. You know, we were talking today, we haven't been playing this late. You know, it's we had the time change, and practice was getting a little dark yesterday, so we just haven't had that experience. So I think if our focus and the work that we do in terms of our preparation, we're really focusing on ourselves. We know there are some key elements in every opponent that we can face through this tournament. And we'll key on the things that we can, but I really think we are who we are at this point in the season, and I got to step out of the way and let these girls take care of business on the field, and they just performed really well this weekend.
And they're playing well, 13-5 and 1 on the season. Kaylee, is that your first ever hat trick?
Yeah, definitely.
Go back to high school, never?
I think I had a few in high school, but in college I don't think I've ever scored even more than one in the game. So
I like, yeah, you're very modest. I'm going to have a few in high school. Do you get to the point, though, to where you make one and then all of a sudden number two goes and you're kind of like, man, I'm really feeling it. Like, just keep feeding me the ball.
Yeah, Sunday, it felt like the goal was 10 times bigger than it usually is, and from at third shot I felt really good about it, and I turned around to my teammates and I was like, I don't know what's going on today, guys, but it's working, so I'm not upset about it. But yeah, after the first couple, for sure, it just feels like I can breathe, I can relax, and it seems way easier than it normally is.
Just get locked in the zone and keep on moving. Emma, from your perspective, first career goal, earning more minutes and playing more as your freshman season goes along, How meaningful was that for you to get in the scorebook?
I was super excited. I've been waiting for my moment like this whole entire season. So for that to be my first goal during postseason to help the team, that was awesome.
One, you kind of look at up and down, and different players at different times are stepping up throughout the year. Just kind of know and sit back and bide your time and know that your time is on the horizon. Northwest Missouri State also last week, we saw MIAA accolades come out, some pretty impressive ones. Kaylee, a first-team All-MIAA member, as well as Letty Bonifacio, co-MIAA Coach of the Year, and Mark Gordon. Congratulations, Coach. How special is that for you, to the culmination of a regular season, to be able to get that honor?
First, you know, just to congratulate Coach Theobald down at UCM. It's pretty amazing, just year after year, he has that team well-oiled machine. So, you know, to be honored by my colleagues is great, but ultimately it's the process and the buy-in from the girls, and it's really their team award and the production of what they've done, and hopefully we'll keep moving that along. But yeah, it's exciting to see the accolades for the program. Having two first teamers for the first time. There's a lot of first times, and we just kind of just keep checking them off, but not, you know, weighing on them too much. So, yeah, it's been exciting to see the growth, and you know, there's a few of the girls that were here for my first season at 2 and 15, and we got Maddie McKeever on there on second team, and she was a part of that group, and her willingness to stick around for her super senior season and being a part of this, it's pretty special.
Well, Kaylee, 7 first-team All-MIAA in the history of Northwest Missouri State. You're in Letty joining that group. And then, as Coach mentioned, quite a few others getting on that list as well. How special is that to know that everything you guys have put in, that it wasn't that long ago? Yeah, it was a 2-win season. Now all of a sudden sitting at 13 and still building. It's a pretty special year.
Yeah, it's really awesome. When that list came out and I saw they posted them all on Instagram, it felt like I was just scrolling and there's another. It felt real at that point that we were doing something extremely special at this program, and we're really moving and we're making a difference. And in a short amount of time too. It only took 2 years, and we're really working hard, and we've got a lot of good talent on the team, and it's really starting to show.
Now getting ready for the MIAA semifinals coming up this weekend, Friday at noon. That's in Warrensburg. The number 3 seed versus 2 seed, Coach, facing off with Emporia State once again. Saw them in Maryville just over a month ago, but again, it's a different Bearcat team, and they're kind of on fire right now.
Yep. You know, I think there's mutual respect amongst the players. They just, again, have a different, a very effective style for them. They play to some key strengths and can execute very well. And we have to do the same on our end. So you see a contrast in play, and you know, those that take care of their chances in the end, I believe, get the result. So I anticipate a very hard-fought game by both teams.
Emma, whenever they came here last time, it was 4-1 in favor of the Hornets. But how much of an advantage is it? All right, we've seen them, we know what they're about, and now it's just kind of going out and playing our game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think we're all super nervous about it, but if we play as a team like we do against Washburn and all those teams and combine our passes and talk like a good team does, I think we can definitely keep up with them.
Northwest Missouri State getting set for the MIAA tournament semifinals this weekend. Before we let you go, I believe Kaylee wanted to sing. You were singing before you went on.
Oh no, that's fine.
You were asking
for
the microphone, so
I'm sure you have another team to go. That's fine.
We can always make time.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Well, thanks for coming on. Congratulations on, again, continued success, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks,
that is Northwest Missouri State head soccer coach Mark Gordon, along with sophomore Kaylee Rock and freshman Emma Franklin, joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on KXCV KLRNW, the Bearcat Coaches Show, we're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball now as we're joined by head coach Amy Wirth as well as redshirt freshman Peyton Kirchhoff. And coach, once again, we do this a lot, another stellar week for Northwest Missouri State. This one felt a little bit different, though, too. It's late in the season, and you did go through and you don't surrender one set through three matches. Does it feel like fundamentally everything is just kind of clicking the way that you want to see it right now?
Yeah, we got to see a good week of volleyball from our stance, and you know, we struggled with the first set and we got all first sets you know, accounted for and won, so I think that was good. But I think you're seeing a team that's coming on here late in the season, which is good to see.
Well, Peyton, too, is there a point that you just feel like you're in the zone and Northwest just felt untouchable regardless of who's on the other side? You guys were just clicking.
Yes, I think this weekend we really found that. I looked around and I was like, oh, we are playing our best volleyball right now. That's just really good to see this late in the season.
Well, and even starting with just Missouri Southern on Wednesday, and again, it's a team that's had their issues, but it was just that first set. Every ball was just kind of going wherever Northwest wanted it, and it's just it's one of those where things kind of start to snowball on the other team. It's really hard to work their way out. Conversely, it kind of starts to go for you guys. It's hard to not be in that rhythm. Everybody that touches the ball, it's going where you want to.
Yeah, for sure. I think just from the standpoint of them and the effort that we're putting in and paying attention to the process, they're doing a great job.
So 15 MIAA wins, that's a program record for the regular season with still a couple more to go. We've hit that 20-win plateau overall, so that's another one check mark off. Are these preseason goals that in practice that you'll say, all right, there's another one, but now we're working toward this? Or is it just kind of, we're not going to talk about it at all?
We don't mention it a ton. We touch on it at the beginning of the season, and then I touch on it when needed, when we need to get refocused on, you know, our thoughts. So we have talked about the 21 season. That was something that we had discussed, that we had one more to get to that point. We haven't touched on the 15 wins just because we do have quite a few goals that we're going after, so that's not one that we talk about, but I think it's a great goal to have, you know, personally, and to be able to hit that plateau or hit that mark I think is awesome from our standpoint. But it just all is made possible by all of our players' commitment and work ethic that they're putting into this program and how much they give selflessly every single day. You know, hats off to them for what they put in, because I always say hard work pays off, and in our case it has paid off, so we're just excited to see that mark.
And so much of it will be appreciated, you know, around Christmas time whenever the season's over and you're kind of like, okay, now we can kind of look back on it without being in the moment. But at the same time, go back 9, 10, 11 years ago, from being an assistant coach to interim head coach to full-time head coach, and trying to build to this point, are you doing anything different, or is it just the process has got you to where we are now and you're kind of still conducting things the way you still were in 2013?
Well, I think I've probably sharpened my process a little bit more, but I have been about the process the whole entire time. You know, we've sharpened our recruiting. We've gotten players like Peyton that's come in and really helped us out from the standpoint of, you know, getting points and kills and playing, you know, selflessly, also from the standpoint of what she does for her teammates and being a great teammate. But I feel like I've probably stayed pretty consistent with my message throughout my career, but it's, I think when you take time to look back 9 or 10 years and, you know, appreciate what has happened the lucky part of us is when I inherited the program, we weren't necessarily bottom dwellers, you know, two and something. We were middle of the ground. So I think from that standpoint, we've been able to build upon, you know, getting seventh. I remember getting seventh and eighth and being excited to get into the tournament, where now we're actually turning to going and winning the tournament. And I think that's what has been changed the most, is the goals that I've set out in front of our girls has changed the most over those 9 or 10 years.
And the bar has been raised considerably, especially considering one game back of first place in the MIAA heading into the final weekend. It starts off, though, with Emporia State. Peyton going into this one, Emporia State going there, it's a team that you've beat already this season, but still at the same time there's a challenge there. Is this about Northwest focusing on Northwest and not getting a little overwhelmed or thinking about the Hornets or maybe even the match that's following that?
I think we're just going to go in, try and focus on ourselves. We always need to respect our opponents, and we're going to go in, try and play our best volleyball and not try and focus on what the coming weeks have for us.
So the second game of the weekend, though, of course, since we're talking about it now, it is Washburn, the number two team in the conference, and obviously they've had another good season, but they do have one of those blemishes on their record thanks to Northwest Missouri State. Coach, how do you game plan for this one? Is it anything different than when we saw them in Maryville before?
You know, they have some different wrinkles that we have to prepare for that we'll have on the scouting report, but it's probably going to be very similar to what we had prepared when we played them the first time. They haven't really changed that much, but, you know, from the standpoint of what we do in our process, we're going to stick to that and be able to, you know, go fight them at their place and be able to put up with, I'm sure, a pretty big crowd for them. Comes down to the wire from the standpoint of rankings here, standings at the end, and we're excited to be in that situation for sure.
And Peyton, last time we saw Northwest Missouri State in Washburn, a seesaw battle to the end there at Hughes Fieldhouse. I assume it's kind of expect the exact same thing this time around, of they're not going to relent and you guys aren't going to back off either.
Yeah, I think that they're going to give it their all, especially because I think it's their senior night. So we're going to come in there to their house, and we're going to have to play the best volleyball we ever have.
That would be a lot of fun to spoil their senior night, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
It really would. So whenever you look at knocking off Washburn, UNK, Tampa, and just kind of everything Northwest has done this year, last spring, years prior, does it get to the point where it's matches this weekend or the tournament or the regional? They're all just matches now. It doesn't matter. That moment's not too big for this team.
Yeah, I think we're really just going to focus on one match at a time to help us get through the end of this season.
All right, Coach, final road trip of the regular season. What are you looking forward to the most?
Just more team bonding. I know that sounds, you know, kind of cliche, but we haven't been on the road for the last couple weeks, so it is fun to get on the road. We call ourselves Road Warriors, so getting the hat back out of the office and putting that on the bus.
What does this hat look like?
It looks like a Viking hat.
Can you bring it to the next coach's show?
Sure, I can. I'll bring it to the next coach's show and put it on while I do the interview. But it's just been something that over the years I kind of have found that I feel like is funny but can be really true from the standpoint of being a road warrior, and a warrior on the road for us is important, and especially in this conference. So I'm just looking for us to continue that trend of the road warrior. We do pretty well on the road. We always have. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just excited to go see them continue on what happened last week and be able to throw some other wrinkles potentially out there offensively for us as we go through the later part of the season, so we can catch other teams off guard. You know, that's always fun to see, you know, your improvement over the course of the season. And I think we still have room for improvement this week to see us improve in practice and be able to put that into play this weekend.
Chance to continue to grow, but also a chance to get a few more wins and break out that Road Warrior helmet throughout the NCAA tournament as
yes.
well. So, Coach Wirth, Peyton, appreciate you coming on. Good to see you once again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Peyton Kirchhoff, a redshirt freshman from Northwest Missouri State, and head volleyball coach Amy Wirth joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rutgers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. We are joined by Bearcat head coach Austin Meyer, as well as Jana Green, a player from his squad. And coach, got things rolling with an exhibition against William Woods last weekend, a 70-35 win. Of course, there's always little things you want to tweak and improve and grow early in the season, but it's probably more fun doing that coming off a win like that as opposed to a loss, right?
Yeah, definitely. I thought we played pretty good defense. You know, we held them to three made baskets the second half. Probably fouled a little bit too much, but I thought overall we were pretty locked in defensively, and you know, we did what the scouting report said and took away their shooters and just did a pretty good job defensively. We made some shots offensively. I thought we were pretty efficient from the field. A lot of work to do, but you know, it was a team that, you know, we watched on film, and you know, they went into SEMO and William Woods, that is. It was a 4 or 5 point game in the third quarter of that game against a Division I team. So I think we, I think they're better than we, than they looked, because our defense was so strong.
And Jana, whenever you go into a game like that too, and Northwest plays so well, you double them up like that. That's what you want to see. It's not always what you see. You can flip on a non-conference game anytime right now and see games like that that kind of go sideways for the team that's not favored in that game. For you guys, was there any talk about William Woods much going into it, or was that kind of more of an inner focus of let's come out and do what Northwest Missouri State needs to do?
Yeah, I think for most of the teams we play, it's more just like focusing on ourselves, because if we, like, not that we fail, but if we were to fail, it's not anything that any other team does to us. It's like what we do to ourselves. So it's more focusing on like what we can control, and like talking about the defense, like there are going to be nights that you don't make shots, but if you play defense, like you can still be in games.
So defense takes so much out of you. Physically, you have to do so much to be in the right position and box out and all that. But is it also more mental, too, to make sure that you're exerting enough energy to put yourself in the right position and not just focus on what's happening on the offensive end?
Oh, definitely. And, like, also scouting reports, like, there's so much that goes into it. Like, okay, like, we're in transition. I need to close out. Am I closing out short? Is it a shooter? Like, who's behind me? Like, you're talking to your teammates, and that's what's really important, too, is the communication. And we're getting better at that every day, so...
Is that one thing you've seen a huge jump from year one to year four, coach, is the communication and the players talking to one another on the court?
Yeah, yeah, it's night and day in all areas from the first year. But, yeah, the communication piece, Jane is one that has gone even another level, just communication on ball screen switches and calling things out. And, you know, she's been really good for us defensively her whole career. You know, last year, not that we really worry about individual accolades, but, you know, she's a first team, she's an all defensive team kid. It's just a lot of those things, they go off of steals, and this person had 30 steals, but they don't factor in how many times they gambled and took themselves out of plays, where she's a really good position defender. Obviously, she blocks shots, but they're good position blocks. It's not like she's running, taking herself out of plays, trying to block the ball into the fifth row. She's getting getting good foot position. She guards the ball. Just really good. And then having Emma out there, too, defensively is huge for us. Not having her last year, and now you know, either one of them we can put on the other team's best player, and then the other one gets to guard, you know, the next person. So that just helps your overall defense as a whole. But, yeah, the communication piece is number one with defense.
And adding depth with that, too, with having a player like Peyton Rao get back and get healthy. You've got some young freshmen coming in that can step in and play that defense in the post. But I would assume going into last year it wasn't expected to have Jana on every five for the other team or regarding some of those all-conference bigs that you expected. It was kind of more of a three or a four. She was thrust into that role and played well. Was the growth just her mental makeup of, I have to do it, I have to get myself to that point?
Yeah, she just does whatever's needed. You know, she's a kid that offensively, you know, she'll get offensive rebounds. She can make plays. She's a good passer. Like you said, she blocks shots. She gets steals defensively. So she just kind of does a little bit of everything. But, yeah, last year she guarded post players. She guarded, you know, Kelsey Johnson, who's one of the best post players in the league, and a little bit out of position, yes, but she did a great job. But I think having Peyton Rao back, who's a good post defender, having Kelsey Fields in there at 6'2", where now Jana can be on the perimeter, which is even tougher when you put, you know, 6 foot plus and long arms and athletic, and that makes a huge difference because now she's out there and then there's length behind her as well. So it's just been huge for our defense overall. And obviously we know we got a lot of work to do and we haven't gotten in games yet, but I feel like our practices, it's hard for us to score because we are good defensively, which only helps you in that area as well.
So offensively, talk about it's hard to score in practice, but coming out and shot the ball very well and put up 70 points on Saturday night, does it feel like that offensive piece is a little bit closer than it was going into last season?
Yeah, I think so. We just got more experienced kids that know what they're doing within our offense. And, you know, Jana, it's her third year where she's been in the system and she's been a part of our offense evolving and kids knowing what they're doing more, and it's more it's just reacting rather than am I supposed to be here or what am I supposed to do on this, where they're just playing, and that's what we want. And then you add in, you know, Peyton Kelderman who shoots at a really high level, Peyton Rao for post scoring, which we didn't really have last year, and obviously Molly is a very efficient player. I think she was 4 for 5 from the field, had 4 assists, no turnovers. And we just got multiple people. Evelyn Vasquez is a freshman that's just super quick and can get paint at will. I think we got a chance to be significantly better offensively.
And Jane, when you go out there, does it feel like kind of looking around the lineup and when you're on the floor, it doesn't feel like it drops off offensively? Like if someone gets a ball in a certain spot, you're like, can't shoot there. It's pretty well rounded to where you've got guards that are going to hit threes, then some good post moves inside.
Yeah, that's what's nice too. Like we all have confidence in each other, and having that in each other makes us have it in ourselves too. And it's not like, oh no, like there's 8 seconds left, like get the ball to so and so. It can be like, okay, well, she has the ball, like see what she can do. It doesn't really matter who it is because we're all really good.
Southwest Minnesota State, Minnesota Crookston coming up this weekend to officially open up the regular season. You mentioned it's kind of more internal and focusing on yourself going into these games, but what are your expectations for this, a chance to get a good crowd inside Bearcat Arena and really get things rolling?
I think it'll be fun. We didn't get to play non-conference last year, so like the last time I played non-conference was like, what, 2 years ago? Like, it'll be interesting, and we know that the MIAA is like the best in the country, so it'll be fun to see like how we match up against other teams.
With the chance to get non-conference games back, was this something important for you to have a little classic like this with UNK joining the group and having some fun games there?
Yeah, and the first game's a big one. I mean, Southwest Minnesota is a program that, you know, 5-6 years ago was very bottom of the NSIC. I think they had multiple seasons of 2 wins, and they've gotten better every year. In the last 2 years, they've had winning records. So it's a program that we kind of hope that we're on the same path as they are, and they're really good. They play really fast. They play really loose and free. So transition defense is going to be huge. We're going to have to guard the ball, which, like Jane had talked about earlier, from a scout, it's more what we do, but what we do every day usually plays into what other teams do. We guard the ball every day. We guard ball screens every day. We do transition defense. So we just got to be really good in those areas and hopefully play with confidence.
Northwest Missouri State opening up the weekend with Southwest Minnesota State and Minnesota Crookston this Friday and Saturday inside Bearcat Arena. Tip-off for each is coming up at 7:30. Coach, you've got players that have been in the program for a while, building those relationships. Are Jana and Emma attached to the hip at this point? Seems like they're everywhere together.
Pretty much. You usually don't see one without the other. Every now and then they'll walk down the hallway and step in, and they won't be together. But now they enjoy being around each other, which is a good thing. They've been here together for 3 years, even though class-wise Jane is a sophomore and Emma's a freshman. But they've been here the same amount of time. That stuff starts to get really confusing when you look at it with COVID.
A little bit. It's kind of like a young Myron Houston, though. You know?
Yeah, there you go. If they can be like us when they grow up, they'll be really special, right?
That's what they're saying, too.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Meyer and Jana, thanks for the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Jana Green and Austin Meyer from Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We will take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're nearing the end of the program here. As we've had a full show up to this point, joined right now by Matt Tritton, as we hope to get the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on with us right now. He's still talking with some other members of the media here on the show. But, Matt, again, it's been a busy past week as far as athletics go, but another weekend coming up that should be a lot of fun with some pretty big matches, games coming up on, with pretty much everyone involved with the athletic program here.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on right now. We've got, of course, volleyball going on the road. Men's basketball will be playing in Kansas City at the Central Region Preview, I believe, there against Sioux Falls and Arkansas Monticello. A couple regular season games at home for Northwest Women's Basketball Friday and Saturday. Tip-offs at 7:30 for each of those against Minnesota Crookston and Southwest Minnesota State. Of course, senior night for football coming up with Emporia State on Saturday. That's a 1:30 kickoff. Then soccer. It's a huge match coming up at noon on Friday. That one's in Warrensburg, the MIAA tournament semifinals, a chance to knock off Emporia State and move on to the championship on Sunday. So it should be a full, fun weekend of Northwest Missouri State athletics. And speaking of just really good-looking guys that are just really well-spoken, Ben McCollum's joining us. He's not one of them. But
I wasn't on when I said Rosie.
No,
I?
You weren't.
Okay, shoot.
I'll just take this headset off and let you guys go now.
All right. Well, sounds good. We just have a few more minutes to talk with Ben here. But, Ben, I'll tell you what, when you open up the season, you don't mess around here. A couple of nationally ranked teams in the Hall of Fame Classic this past weekend, and a couple good wins for your team.
Yeah, and I think Northern State really surprised a lot of people in how good they were. You know, they've got great length. They're very well coached, had a good game plan. Seattle Pacific is one of the more talented teams in the country, in my opinion. And I thought defensively we were fantastic in both. Settled in, got stops, and you know, scored enough to be able to win the game.
When you look at both of those teams, but in particular Northern State, with dealing with a few different players or some guys that are expected to step up and be more of a part of their team this season, is it good to get them early in the year as opposed to maybe later in the year?
Yeah, definitely. Other than the fact that we didn't have a scout, we literally did our scouting report at halftime, which helped us a lot. But I think for them, I think they're going to be better as it goes. They've got really good energy. You know, they're very positive with each other, which, you know, usually that's the sign of a good team. And I'd assume they'll continue to get better. Some of those freshmen they brought in, I think they'll end up seeing more time as the season progresses. So, I think they did a great job.
You know, talking with you on the post game after the game Sunday, you felt that one of the areas you wanted to see this team, your team, make some strides in, just distributing the ball a little bit better, getting a few more assists out of your squad.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're done with a game, a lot of times it's the end of the world if you don't feel like you perform to the level that you needed to. And you go back and watch film, and it's always something that's just like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe we weren't doing this. And a lot of it was we weren't cutting, we weren't playing off of each other. And we've addressed that in practice yesterday, and then we will more on Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll be ready for Sunday, Saturday.
Yeah, as far as just getting some actual court time, I know you had a couple of scrimmages earlier, but just in games that matter, I imagine it's just important to get out there and shake off a little bit of the rust to be able to get out there and just play in front of some crowds.
Yeah, and we had a great crowd that we haven't seen that for a while, and so I thought our second half was considerably better against Northern. That was probably our best half of the deal. Defensively, I thought we were great. all games. We just need to make sure that we pass it to the guys in green jerseys.
So, that always,
unless we're in white.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that always seems to help there a bit. This weekend, the Central Region Challenge down at Municipal Auditorium, a new event down there. Talk about just getting involved in this and some of the benefits that are playing teams like Sioux Falls and Arkansas Monticello this weekend.
Well, obviously, it's regional opponents, one. And then, two, I think Sioux Falls is really good, really well coached, really tough. They're going to win a lot of games in the NSIC. And then Monticello last year was fantastic, and they had everybody back, but then their coach left. So they lost half their team. But they do have a new coach who brought some kids with him. So I think they'll be good as well.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, John.
All right, that's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, with us on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. That'll do it for this week's show from Pizza Ranch. A reminder, you're listening to KXEV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.